Fox News, I'm Jack Callahan. The NFL is members of the Buffalo Bills are asking for prayers for an injured teammate. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin reported to be in critical condition after collapsing to the field midway through the first quarter of the Monday night football game between the Bills and the Bengals in Cincinnati. He was given CPR on the field while his teammates knelt in prayer.
All of a sudden, we saw this moment where you have a tackle made, and it's not even a particularly violent collision as NFL collisions go, as NFL tackles go. The man stands up from the tackle and then just collapses. And instantaneously, a game which had been out there to contest the overall number one seed turned into a serious life event.
That's Fox's Clay Travis of Outkick the Coverage. Some Cincinnati fans have gathered in a vigil outside the University of Cincinnati Medical Center where Hamlin is being treated. The 118th Congress is supposed to be sworn in first thing in the morning. It may not happen as House Leader Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy appears to be at least one vote shy of the number needed to be elected as Speaker of the House.
Some say they won't vote for him. You have even more members that say they won't vote for anybody but Kevin McCarthy, so that puts it in kind of a stalemate before we even get going.
Ohio Republican Congressman Brad Winstrup, this has happened before, but not in this century.
It's been 100 years since there was this much uncertainty as to who would be Speaker of the House. It took 3 days in 1923, 2 months in 1856 to pick a Speaker. The House is paralyzed with no Speaker. It can't even swear in the members.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. McCarthy is reportedly offering concessions to secure enough votes. Accused mass killer Brian Koberger expected to waive his rights to fight extradition to Idaho in a court appearance in Pennsylvania on Tuesday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The end of the holiday travel season, marred with nearly 750 flight cancellations in the U.S. on Monday and more than 8,000 delays, partly because of a computer problem.
The FAA confirmed that a computer system known as ERAM, En Route Automation Modernization, the system that regulates the flow of traffic into Florida, was at the center of the issue. According to local Miami station WTVJ, the issue caused a radar link outage and forced a nationwide ground stop of all planes headed to and from Florida. The ground stop has since been lifted.
Fox's Charles Watson. Weather is also a problem, with tornado watches and warnings in the south and another winter storm blasting the Midwest. Unless Missouri's Governor Mike Parson grants clemency, Amber McLaughlin will become the first transgender woman executed in the United States. She's scheduled to die by lethal injection Tuesday for killing a former girlfriend in 2003. McLaughlin was a man at the time of the murder. His attorney, her attorney, says there are no court appeals pending, only the clemency request to the governor. The reliability of facial recognition is again being called into question as a law enforcement tool after the arrest of a black man in Georgia.
Randall Reed was arrested in DeKalb County, Georgia in November based on a warrant out of Louisiana, charged with the thefts of luxury purses in Baton Rouge and Jefferson Parish. The problem, Reed says he's never been to Louisiana, adding he doesn't steal. Surveillance video was part of the evidence, which was how Reed was wrongly identified. But physical differences, like a mole on Reed's face, prompted the Jefferson Parish sheriff to rescind the warrant. The use of facial recognition has been criticized because some studies have shown it's far more likely to misidentify black people than white people. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
An incredible story of survival in California. Two adults and two children alive despite their car plunging 250 feet off a cliff along the Pacific Coast Highway. I'm Jack Callahan. This is...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.